OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
my radio show. Don't. I can't answer any questions right now.
Thank you. Empire Radio. I am your host, Thomas Claver. And you have been listening to Grid by the Machine. Grid the Machine is also also known as Human Condition. And they're good friends of mine, and they are good to the scene. And you can listen to Grid by the Machine. Any Empire game, but just listening to music. I'm having a lot of fun. And that's what we're all about. We're about showing people what fun is and what it's like to have. So, with further ado, let's go ahead and get on with our show. Any Empire System members. Now, today, well, just in case any of you guys haven't listened or heard EE Empire, because any time listeners or whatnot, EE Empire is basically a talk show talking about the scene, what goes on in the scene, who's what does what, and we go in and depth and we talk to people who are actually doing it, who do the damn thing. So tonight we're going to have Michael Apollo with EE Empire. He's a 10-year veteran in SoCal rave scene, or EDM scene, I'm sorry. And we're also going to have Jacob, P.O.O.B., awesome artist. He's been in the community for a long time. He's a hard worker. Amnesia Festival is kind of just not so much of an experiment, but it's kind of something to get artists out there. There was nothing to do this weekend in this area or in the Southern California area on a Friday, except for another event. But it's only one. So we decided we're going to go ahead and just bombshell an event that seems to be getting a good amount of hits on Facebook, especially for such short notice. And it's going to be really awesome. It's going to be an outdoor event. It's going to be located somewhere in the San Bernardino area. And the lineup goes as follows. John Murphy, he's with EE Empire Magic Entertainment and 3DC. Infinite Terror, excuse me. Database, just got it. Myself, Thomas Craver. Human Condition, Disorder, Lover, Eclipse. M27, So Chris. Dave is coming from 3EV Clothing. Gamma Black Clothing. Part of the Empire expansion. For anybody who doesn't know what the Empire is, I just made it up today. But the EDM Empire expansion team basically is there for new artists, you know. We have artists that are new, but they've been in the scene, and, you know, we can kind of rely and know that these people are going to drop bombs, you know what I mean? But on the expansion team, I'm saying people are not going to drop bombs. It's new, you know, and it's giving people the ability to come up on the scene and get their come up, you know what I mean? Actually put their work in to become artists, you know. I put in many years of work, and like we're going to talk to Theo about, he put a lot of years of work actually into it, and, you know, basically, it's kind of like a grassroots kind of EDM type, you know. And then you have Powerful and Hooligan. We're going to be adding more people to that lineup. The lineup is getting really off big, actually. A few days it's been up. So that's going to be Amnesia Fest happening this Friday. That's July 22nd. It's going to be from 9 p.m. Really awesome. $15 all night. We're going to do $15. And yeah. But we were just like, nah, I think it's 15 minutes. But scrambling to get there and whatnot. And you can win tickets. Now, in order to win tickets, all you got to do is call on our office line. And you call us on our office line. And if you're able to talk to them, you can get it. better couple. We also have a fucker and have a fight right now. We have Amnesia Fest.
Tickets are good, okay. Two of them.
Tate mix happening in August 6th. And then a guest mix is going to be by Cameron Raptor, Eddie PM, and Faker. And don't forget your local resident, Warren and Ruby. Awesome. Really cool stuff. If you know how to catch that, just go to www.ustream.tv/channel/wired sessions. Once again, that's ustream.tv/channel/wired sessions. And that's going to be happening tomorrow. Hours of the 12 a.m. What else? We have a real in LA. Those you guys are really happy hard. Artists. And we've been waiting for them to come out. A lot of people said they booked them, and you know, they're going to come out a lot of times, and sometimes they didn't. Because it's going to be here now, and it's going to happen tomorrow between the hours of 9 and 3 a.m. at Jewel's Catch One at 47 West Boulevard in LA, and that's going to be presented by Beatstop Music. What else do we have? Go-Go competition. Those of you who like Go-Go's, okay, this is going to be at the Sharks Club. That's in Costa Mesa, Jamaica. 841 Basin Street. And this is a pretty interesting little thing. Everybody loves Go-Go's, right? So why not go? It's all good. It's all good. What other? What the hell? I talk about things. Okay, don't party. And then I'll go to you guys who are in the summer, you know. And you guys, I just have a heart cocktail out. And that's it for Island have never been a good green, best house techno and progressive music. That's what else? It's not good. It's in 2000. Intergalactic Planetary. There is an awesome venue. In fact, I called on more than one occasion when we've been to the venue. So, if you have to for the best venues you've ever been to, then go to the Magic Palace, July 22nd, 2011. And you have a party up. Oh, yes. I can't believe I actually forgot about this. I just did it. That's been nice. This is nice. Personal favorite. Pace, Flash, one good friend, Britt, Forrest Scott, another one of my good friends, House, and Shadow Danielle. And then also, we have the Blazing Bass Kingdom. That's just France. It's not a good one. Up and low, raised low, central funk, Aaron Simpson, Eastside, Boom, Bush, Give, T-Maw, DJ Dave, Zion, Nightfall, Cycle. People in my good friends still can't pronounce his name, but we're really bad. Cycle, Bitter Brothers, Dubstep, and Happy, another one of my good friends. Doesn't just drop it, stick it in, and they have to flip it. Anybody want to bring your kitchen? Storm background is a mix written by G, AKA, and I'll have to do the show. So the good friends of mine. Alright, we're going to
I'm going to go to the bottom of the
don't have to be spec. Even people who are producing hip hop have to be spec. Electronic music art. The reason why they don't have spec for electronic is because of the fact that people think it's so easy to pick up turntables. They think it's easy to pick turntables, and they think it's easy to spin. Every day, every time I go up on stage, and I know major artists or big artists or people who've just been in the scene, who've been putting in work, every time they go on stage, it's their, not so much job, but it's their wish to bring the book. Seriously, you just want to like half-ass do something. Can you half-ass do something? And therefore, if you half-ass do something, really. I don't think that's right. I don't think that people should be able to just pick something up easily. And that's one thing that's crazy about Vic. You have to seriously word everything you think. I mean, I'm gonna get a bunch of messages from people who are like, oh well, you know, Craver, you're a hypocrite, or Craver, I don't like you, or you know, I had one person tell me they're gonna shoot me in the face, or no, I should be shot in the face. That's some of the things I really kind of want to talk to you about. Okay.
Everybody's absolutely. Oh, huh.
going on with the situation? What's going on with the situation? Everybody's like, okay, we can cut here, let's cut here. No, and I mean, honestly, like, I know this is kind of messed up, but I think that California should go. Like, I mean, what would be the best thing to do? I mean, just think about it. Think about it. A massive brick, right? Just thrown. Like, not all over California, but it would be like, I don't know, like, all ski or something, you know? Fun, big, massive. And by the way, culture. Go over pretty everything. And then that place is close to these ones. I mean, think about it. The cost of being a man to get it, right? It's not all real. But it's like nothing compared to how you know what I mean? Move on to the because we're running out of time. 46 minutes left on this whole road, and I know you have a lot of cool stuff to say. And then I also want to recap on everything that we talked about in short time on the show. So it's like, man, what are we going to do about this? Transportation security isn't and the administration's taking steps beginning to eliminate the actual image of passengers and places with a generic outline of a person. It's going to be a generic outline of a person, and we're all going to look the same. New software on a millimeter wave advanced imaging technology. The machine is designed to enhance privacy and other than that item,
we'll be right back.
online. And you will be online. We're on the line with Lawrence from Lawrence Improvements. What's up, man?
What's going on, Thomas?
Nothing, just running the show, man. Trying to make everything happen.
Staying busy as usual, right?
Always, dude, always. I need a break, dude. I'm thinking Costa Rica. But anyway, man, I was telling everybody what you do. I'm sorry, that was horrible echo. But I tell everybody what you do, and I was letting them know that, you know, you've been in the scene for a minute, and you've been doing a lot of production and stuff. Like, can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with that?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of mashups and edits on a lot of tracks right now, and we're doing a lot of gigs, Ruby and Lawrence, right now. We have got a lot of gigs coming up. But as far as production is concerned, just finished a pretty massive edit on Mark Sherry's Fantasmic, and have a couple really good mashups done that I got done in the last month. You can check most of that stuff up at soundcloud.com/Jonathan Lawrence. Trying to get as much as I can done as this summer gets going along, you know?
Yeah, awesome. It's been actually a really great summer. Also, when I want to talk to you, I hear you guys started Wired Sessions, and can you give us a little information about that?
Yeah, Wired Sessions is a radio show that we're doing every Thursday night from 8 to 12 through Ustream. And it's Wired Sessions is the Ustream channel. And what we're trying to do is bring out all the local talent from here in Southern California and promote the underground scene, the clean underground scene back up again. But yeah, every Thursday night from 8 to 12. I know you've come out and guest mixed a couple times for us. You know, we've got Flash and Antera and there's a couple of really big underground heads. And yeah, just trying to do what you do, bring us all together and push it forward, push the scene back up again.
That's what it's about. It's about progression and, like you said, keeping the scene clean, because a lot of people out there are turning what we do pretty generic. I mean, like, do you have any thoughts about that? I mean, thoughts about people just, you know, not people not really having I mean, they wouldn't think it, but I think it'd be like a respect. A lot of people look at DJs and they say, okay, well, we go up there and we press a couple buttons, press play, wave our hands, and get a bunch of girls. I mean, do you have any comments on that one?
Yeah, well, computer DJ craze, unfortunately, has made a lot of people think that they can be bedroom DJs and do what we do on stage. And, it's making me never go to parties anymore unless I'm spinning or going to see somebody specific or something like that, because it's travesty to watch live, unfortunately. But I think so that the more talented DJs are floating to the top, and there's a true difference between these DJs who think they do what we do and guys who actually go out there and are artists and paint a picture for everybody. But I think it's bringing our scene down a little bit, but unfortunately technology made it simpler to be a DJ.
That's true, but there's certain things, you know, you can make it simpler, but you can't add the ingenuity, I'm sorry.
you're absolutely right, that instinct and ingenuity, that doesn't come to everybody.
It doesn't. I was fortunate enough to actually play with you last Saturday at a happy place. It was an awesome event. I was talking about it earlier in the show. And, I mean, can you tell anybody about, like, your experience there? I mean, like what
was
that
was,
a happy place like?
That was out of control. Happy Place was a great party. Big ups to Anthera and the whole Triple E team. And they definitely put together a great desert party. Our set was, I believe, 12:30 to 2:30. And it was going off, like every stage was going off, and it was just good, tons of good times, lots of good people, and I had a great time, and I got to drop that edit I was telling you about, that Mark Sherry Fantasmic edit that I did, and that went off, and it was just, it was a good time for me. I left at about 6 in the morning and had a good time.
Yeah, I saw you pass down the scar.
Right?
That's right, man, that's how we do it, hardcore, right?
You know, but, every week, man.
That's right. Hey, are you going to be playing any future events? I mean, like, where can people actually go see you?
We got this Sunday, if you're 21 and up, we have a hotel pool party in Arcadia through Villa Music. Info is on Ruby and Lawrence's facebook.com/Ruby and Lawrence. You can get all the info for that there. We also have Unity, which is next Friday, which has got Swamp as the headliner. And that's going to be at the Arena Nightclub. Yeah, that's going to be at the Arena Nightclub in Hollywood off Santa Monica. Pre-sales are up for that right now. And then we have Oh Yeah, with the Bar Party on... the pre-sales you can buy through actually Ruby of Ruby and Lawrence if you're in the area here in the IE. And then Andrew Lee is also on Facebook.com/Andrew Lee would be the other guy to get them from. What else we got going on? August 6th, Oh Yeah, is our party. I believe that's going to be another desert-themed event and fully Kool-Aid-themed. We're even going to have a Kool-Aid man there, and that's going to be another good night. That's all we got going on, I think, right now.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. Do you have anything else you want to tell people, like where they can find your mixes or anything you want to
do? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. www.facebook.com/JonathanLawrence. You can keep up to date with me personally, all the events and all my mixes that I've got going on. And then facebook.com/RubyandLawrence is the duo, which is what's going off right now, is me and Ruby. So.
Just wondering, the mix in the background, that is Lawrence, and it's, how is it, Live Evil June?
That is right, it's Live Evil June. That's a mix I've been doing every month lately, and that's the latest one.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for being on our show. I appreciate it.
Dude, thank you for having me. I hope we can bring you back out on a Thursday soon, Kirby.
No problem, I'll be out there.
All right, buddy, have a good day.
All right, man, you take care.
Bye.
And that was Lawrence from Lawrence and Ruby. Dropping some great tracks. He's doing a lot of great stuff for the scene. And a lot of cool stuff. So we have Theo on the line. And we are going to be talking to him about some of his latest stuff. Okay, so we're going to bring Theo online right now. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
How's it going, bro?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just, you know, just trying to bring some EDM and peace to the lives.
Right on.
That's right. I was telling everybody, you know, you've been in the scene, like, how many years?
Almost 20.
Oh, my God. Like, honestly, like, from an artist that actually goes out there and, you know, I play a lot of shows myself. I see him at, like, everything. You know, he's all over the place. He's been like this since I ever started. Man, so what are you working on right now? Like, do you have any, like, projects or any interesting stuff working on right now?
Yeah, I'm basically working on a series of events called Viva La Tech. And,
oh, wow, yeah. A well-known name.
I'm trying to bring back kind of the old-school warehouse house vibe and try to bring back some parts of the scene that I think are missing now and try to really focus it on the music and the vibe and more of a, you know, one room, one vibe kind of a thing. And first night is August 13th. We got a warehouse location in the Valley that we'll be using. And the shows that I'm doing are going to be 18 and over and bars for 21 and over. So we're excited about getting the first one going, and hopefully if this one goes well, we're just going to keep doing, you know, hopefully bigger and better things.
Definitely. So as far as the whole scene, I noticed one of the reasons I brought you on the show, because I've noticed, and I mean, I've been going through a lot of... tough time dealing with like what you were saying, like it not being about the music. I mean, I see people running around in Chucky masks, and I see people playing music that's either like not so much not original, but I mean, in the same night, I hear like 10 or 12 of the same people, like 12 of the same people playing the 12 of the same songs. It's like, I mean,
yeah,
way worse than the radio even. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that the scene has digressed as far as the quality of music is concerned. When I first started going to raves, I went to go to hear music I would never hear anywhere else. And
yeah,
I think that's lost right now. I think everyone wants to hear their favorite song. And I think the DJs, the egos, are kind of getting inflated because they're dropping all these popular tracks and getting this huge reaction. Well, it's very easy to drop popular tracks and get huge reactions. They're fucking popular tracks. So, you know, it's I miss the underground aesthetic to these events, and definitely the music isn't underground anymore, and at least not at the raves that's publicly promoted out there. It's all cheese, and it's all just, you know, the stuff you're going to hear over and over and over again. And unless, you know, the people change and demand better, then nothing is going to change. So, you know, what I want to do is just cater to people that want change.
Yeah, I completely agree. I 100% agree. And, you know, a lot of the whole thing about the change is that, you know, people don't know these tracks, and sometimes it's really hard to dig for these tracks, and some of these DJs, they don't want to go and, you know, spend the time it takes to look for them, you know, so therefore, not only are they not playing anything that you know, they took time to originally put together, but they're robbing the public of music that they could be hearing, they could be grooving to, you know?
To me, a DJ's job is half entertainment and half education. You have to be
mm-hmm.
able push new music on the ground. A DJ is supposed to be a tastemaker. It's supposed to be someone that you know, look to give you new music, not someone to play your favorite song.
Definitely. Definitely.
Now that's a spot. That's not a DJ.
Yeah, I know. DJ push play?
Exactly.
Man, so as far as your music, you know, if people want to go ahead and find you, I mean, how would they go about that? Where would they find you?
Pretty easy. Just go to djtheo.com. That's djtheo.com. Go to my SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/theo, or go to facebook.com/theo, and you'll find me.
Awesome, awesome. That's awesome. Are there any events that you're playing? I mean, this is a stupid question, but are there any events that you're playing in the future that you would like to let people know about?
This weekend we got Perception 9. And also a party called Radiance over in Anaheim. On Sunday, I'm playing over at Woodley Park, over at the doing something over there. Next weekend, I know there's something. I got the Global Bass coming up, the Viva La Tech party on August 13th, Electric Grime over in Long Beach in the end of August. So yeah, there's quite a few things coming up. So just go to my website djtheo.com, and I have all the events listed there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And also, if you guys want a little sample of what's going to go on, as soon as I get off the line with him, I'm going to go ahead and drop his Live at Stealth, which happened last month, right? On the 11th?
Yeah, over at a great underground warehouse party in Long Beach. It was a really, really fun show.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Theo. I really appreciate for you taking the time to come on our show. And,
oh,
you
thanks,
know, and
for having me.
Oh, no
really
problem, no problem.
It. And I know you're trying to push new things and trying to push things, so definitely you have my support all the way, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. All right, thanks
no
for being on the show, man.
All right, Ben. Take care.
All right, take care, too. And that was Theo with Viva La Tech, one of my favorite artists, and, I mean, honestly, he's one of the most hardworking artists that I've actually, like, had a chance to, like, deal with. And that's what I'm about. Anybody who knows me, I'm about the hard way, about the struggle, about all that stuff. If it's easy, I don't want to do it. So we're going to go ahead and play you guys Live at Stealth a little bit. And I'll just recap a little bit what's going on with our event and what's going on with events and stuff like that in a few minutes. But I'll give you guys a few minutes to marinate on this track. This is ED Empire Social Madness, and you are listening to Theo Live at Stealth, 604 2011. a little example of Live at Delft in Long Beach. And that was June 4th, 2008. That was Theo. Great music, great artist. I am so glad to be appreciative of known. You're listening to ED Empire Radio. Thank you for listening to our broadcast. We're going to be closing it down pretty soon. Let me go ahead and recap. Okay. We're talking about Amnesia Festival, which is going down this Friday. Amnesia Festival is a great event that the ED Empire is throwing, and we're going to feature a lot of great artists. And if you want to find more about that, just go ahead and look on purplepath.com, or you can look it up at facebook.com, and that's Amnesia Festival by ED Empire. Okay, Wired Session is happening tomorrow. Catch my set and drop down on the Sticky Music along with Lawrence Jordan and a bunch of others. And then also, what else is there? Reception 9 Festival. Theo, talk a little bit about that on the radio. It's pretty awesome. It's really cool. What's going on with that? It's going to be a great event outdoors. All these events you can go ahead and find on Facebook, and they'll have all the information that you'll need to do to find it or whatever. Or I'll go ahead and post it on my EDM Hard Social Madness page and let everybody see what's going on with that. And then also, we have www.classicplanetary.com. Awesome. Well, I will be